AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. At the White House today,
we are very happy to have Aya back home.
Aya Hajazi is an Egyptian-American charity worker who was freed after nearly 3 years of detention in Egypt. She arrived back in the U.S. yesterday. Hajazi appeared before cameras with the president. Earlier this week, a court acquitted Hajazi of charges of child abuse that were widely dismissed as bogus by human rights groups and U.S. officials. President Trump tweeted earlier the attack yesterday in Paris is going to have a big effect on France's presidential election, saying the people of France will not take much more of this. A police officer was shot and killed in Paris. The gunman was later killed. The U.S. says Syria is still hanging on to chemical weapons. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
Pentagon Chief Jim Mattis won't say how many.
I can say authoritatively they have retained some.
In violation of Syria's international obligations.
And they'd be ill-advised to try to use any again. We made that very clear with our strike.
Speaking to reporters in Israel, Mattis said the Syrian Air Force has been dispersing its combat aircraft, implying it may be worried about more U.S. strikes following the cruise missile attack earlier this month. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Florida State Senator Frank Artiles is resigning. He used a racial slur and vulgar language in a conversation with two African-American colleagues at a private club near the Florida State Capitol. A judge has ordered Volkswagen to pay close to $3 billion in a criminal penalty in the U.S. for cheating on diesel emissions tests. The judge said it was a massive fraud orchestrated by the German automaker. At least 20 children were killed in South Africa when their minibus collided with a truck outside Johannesburg. Wall Street stocks have moved for the most part higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up about 4 points. The S&P 500 average is lower. This is AP Radio News. Arkansas is battling the court as it tries to put several inmates to death.
Arkansas is planning to execute three more prisoners next week after Thursday night's execution of Ladell Lee. AP correspondent Sean Murphy watched as Lee was given lethal drugs.
His eyes began to close slightly, and after about a couple of minutes, his eyes were completely closed. His breathing had slowed.
Arkansas had planned to execute eight inmates in all before its supply of an injection drug expires at the end of April. But it ran into court challenges and a battle with drug makers who argued that using their drugs in executions is a health risk. I'm Rita Foley.
After nearly a year and a half in captivity, 26 hostages, including members of Qatar's ruling family, were released today. Several people with knowledge of the talks said the hostage deal was linked to one of the largest population transfers in Syria's 6-year-long civil war. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.